Well, yes, indeed. We travelled north to Carndonagh early this morning for the Donegal Novice Cross Country Championships, and that's the first of the championships. And of course, there was an underage championships, uneven ages as well, running with it. But it was a 10 o'clock start, and the runners on the line, and the first results were a very, very positive result for Ross's Athletic Club. They had a 1-2-3 in the women's with Kiva Gallagher, Ashley Nixivna, and Martin Mulhern, 1-2-3. 11 points for the Rosses. The Rosses, the team, and Donegal Novice champions, women's champions, with Inishowen in second. Inishowen were, of course, hosting the championships this weekend, and inland adjoining the Gaelic grounds there. And then it was the turn of the men, and Martin Cunningham, a master athlete from way in south west Donegal, runs for Tyrconnell Athletic Club, an excellent, excellent athlete, an athlete who came into the sport of athletics after his football career was complete, and showed that he had great talent, and he was the individual winner. A young lad from Finn Valley was second, Ryan Quinn, and Donald Murnan of Tyrconnell was third. Tyrconnell took the team from Letterkenny with Finn Valley third, but the standout athlete here was Martin Cunningham from Tyrconnell. Then in the underage story, well, I have bits and pieces of it written down here. The under 17 girls was a one for Emma Bonner. Anna Russell was second, and Molly Heaney from the Olympian Club was third. There was a Letterkenny 1-2 there. Letterkenny, the team winners. And then in the under 19s, again, Letterkenny, Sarah Henry from Sally McMenamin from Letterkenny, and Sally McMenamin's from Finn Valley with Mia Fletcher Cranford was in third. That's the under 19s. And the under 17 boys, good quality lads here. Oren McBrearty from Finn Valley was the individual winner for Michael Moore, and they have been having great battles in recent weeks. And Michael Moore from Cranford was second, Park McGilligan, Finn Valley third. In the 19s, well, Keely McFadden, as you would expect, was the individual winner. And just looking ahead, through the season for him, his target, and a very ambitious target as well for this young athlete, is to make that Irish junior team cross country, and he's justified in having that ambition. Indeed, the young Cranford athlete, and I was impressed when I talked to him recently when he said that he was targeting the under 20 team. He is still rather young, but he has ambitions, and he is a very talented young athlete. So he was the under 20 from Philip McGee, from Letterkenny, and Larkin Byrne from Finn Valley was in third. Further down the age range, well, Finn Valley were the under 9 boys and girls team victors there. Letterkenny won the under 11 girls team with Finn Valley second. And in the under 11 boys, Zach McKinley, a red of Finn Valley, 1-2-3. McKinley, Shane McHugh in second, Derek Coyle in third. It was just a case of Newton Cunningham, McKinley, McHugh from Conby, and Derek Coyle from Keane was third. Finn Valley winning the team 1-2-3. That's an excellent result from them. Letterkenny were second. The under 13 girls, well, that was Finn Valley, Letterkenny, Milford, and on 13 boys, Cranford, an under 13 boys team, second, third, fourth and fifth, 14 points, Cranford 25 to Valley. On the 15 girls, well, Shirley Gilligan led a 1-2-3 Finn Valley game at Shirley Gilligan, Darcy Clark with Andrea Reid in third. Finn Valley, the team victor. This is a strong group from Finn Valley here. And on the 13 boys, Ashton McBride, an excellent young Cranford athlete. He won it. Finn Valley took the team. Letterkenny was second. So a busy day completed, all on the way home right now. And we're looking ahead to next weekend. We're going into the Rosses. We're going to Mullaghcleugh, to the Banks. And Niamhwara is the GAA club, is the headquarters for the race. And looking forward to that, because the Donegal Senior is on the line next weekend, both men and women. We were there last year. It was successful last year, and we look forward to another successful weekend next weekend in the Rosses, and that the championship story moves on.